Now, which all are the challenges that are being available so as to analyze the hotel accounting statement? Analyzing the nuisance of the hotel financial statement is very critical. This presentation is going to give us somewhat ways by which the challenges may be converted into a step so as to overcome this. The seasonality and a fluctuation. Seasonality plays an important role into a hotel industry. The seasonality, peak period, tourist season and holidays definitely going to give us the improvised sales. But low seasons going to give us the sharp declining in the occupancy as well as the average daily room rate. Thus, understanding the local pattern and the key drivers is vital so as to establish or remove the seasonal impact onto my hotel business. Predicting the demand. Generally, you will see off-season period, especially in hilly area, so as to analyze or so as to attract the customers, we have to navigate various strategies. We have to predict the accurate demand on the basis of the historical pattern. We have to consider the macroeconomic conditions, the industry change, the overall consumer preferences, and analyze the competitors' activity. And also, we can take help of the booking agents so as to improve our forecasting. And we can come up with the strategic planning. Strategic planning is helping us so as to mitigate the seasonal fluctuations and adjusting the price as per the resource allocation. The way I have said, we can make the combination. If it is in hilly area, we can give a combination of the swimming pool complimentary, trekking complimentary, the spa kind of a service complimentary. So during the seasonal period, we definitely have to keep the add-on charges for these all complimentary services. But in off-season, definitely we can attract the customers by providing this as the complimentary thing. Thus, low seasons and diversifying into off-season with the complimentaries for the events as well as packages is going to give us the financial resilience in the long term. Now, let's go on and analyze the impact of non-operating items. Now, these operating items are the regular business of the hotel accounting business. But non-operating items appears once in a while. Once in a blue moon, it is not our regular business so as to generate the income or so as to incur losses from this all kind of a transaction. So which all are the ways by which we may have the non-operating income that we are going to see into this slide? The asset sale. Few of the assets may be obsolete. Maybe we have come up with the advanced technology and therefore we do not want. Therefore, we might be selling that asset, and that asset might have boosted a long-term profit or a long-term loss. So that also need to be treated well while maintaining the accounting statement. External funding. The external funding is also being called as a debt capital or the borrowed capital. We shouldn't be over rely on the debt capital, or it may mask the underlying operational weaknesses. And at last, we have to analyze the financial health. Analyzing the need and bringing the overall picture of the hotel financial state is very much important while treating the normal operating items. The accounting standard which we are taking into consideration is USALI and GAAP. So uniform system for accounting for the lodging industry is giving us the entire guidelines that in what way these all accounting statement has been maintained. So whether we are following that all terms and conditions, concepts and the conventions need to be followed at every step while recording the hotel industry transactions. Also, we have to go with the GAAP standards. Are we adapting the GAP standards perfectly? Are we implementing the guidelines? If we are going up with the software, is my GAP software is sufficient enough so as to take into consideration the standards that have been devised? That also need to be taken into consideration. And at last, the sustainability focus. As I've said, Usili, the 12th edition, is focusing on the sustainability focus. The era, the generation is of the sustainability. We have to concentrate upon the energy, water, as well as waste management. Energy need to be saved, water need to be saved. So what are the ways we are coming up with the solution so as to save the energy and the water? And how we are deploying the waste, that all need to be focused into our sustainability factor of Usali Publication 4, Publication 12. Next come is the depreciation. How are we going to treat the depreciation? Depreciation is the amount we have to keep aside due to the wear and tear of the assets. Thus, it's systematically going to allocate the cost over the useful life, and we're going to reduce that particular cost out of the book. Definitely differ from the market replacement cost. This is a non-cash expenses, which means ideally the cash won't go out of the business, but we are going to reduce the profit by that depreciation amount. And therefore, though it is being reduced, the amount of depreciation has been reduced from the NP, it has been added back while maintaining the cash flow statement. Thus, the effect is higher depreciation lowers the profit, and the lower depreciation definitely inflates the profit. So we have to come up with the strategy. Are we going to go with the straight line method, or are we going to go with the WDV or the written down value method for the depreciation? So that need to be consulted with our chartered accountants, and accordingly we have to come up with the decision so as to reconcile the financial statement to show the impact of the depreciation on our cash flows, especially into our performance, operational performance, and analyzing the method, like whether the straight line is giving the acceleration, whether the WDV is going to give me the acceleration, or there will be any other method that I have to follow which has been included into the GAAP standards. The tax implication. Depreciation is the tax deductible, and definitely is going to have the impact on the overall tax liability. So different methods that are going to give us the tax burden and affects the tax burden can be taken strategically as an investment decision. The asset management. Assets generally involve the capital budgeting. So proper capital budgeting with the forecasting of the depreciation, concentrating of the accounting supports, is going to give us the effective assets management, adding future replacement, and definitely upgrade our planning so as to be in the fashion and so as to be into our practice as far as that asset capital investment is being considered. Thus, depreciation plays an important role because a huge amount of investment we would be putting into a capital budget allocation while buying that asset. Next comes is the external factors and the volatility condition. The tourism change. As and when we are going to come up with the pattern, we may analyze the season and off-season trend pattern among the tourists. We can monitor the regional as well as the global indicators. For an example, in India, we were having the Mahakumbh from the January to March. And the hotel is located into a North India location were fully flooded during those days. So definitely a strategy has come so as to improvise the room rates during that particular days. So we have to not only analyze the seasonality, we have to analyze if there would be any kind of the cultural trend that has been followed. So that all trends we have to take into consideration. For example, Hajj. People go to Hajj importantly so as to attain the Ramadan or Ramjan festival. So during that trend, definitely those hotels are going to improvise their rates. So the trend, the festivals, and the overall cultural impact also need to be taken into consideration. Weather also plays an important role. Definitely during rainy season, few of the areas would be in a population, would be in demand. In the summers, few of the areas which is having the waterfall or say the sea area or the swimming pools would be in demand. So we have to come up with the strategies as per the weather. During winter, definitely no one would be going to the swimming pools. But during summers, you will see the hilly area is being preferred. The Kashmir is being preferred. The Switzerland is being preferred. Why? Because of the weather, the cold that has been available into that destinations. So accordingly, we have to come up and communicate to strategies so as to bring the financial resilience during the weather conditions. The technology plays an important role. The era is of AI. The generation is being called as the Z generation, who works only on AI. So you need to have that kind of a facilities, like as free Wi-Fi facility, the kettle and the electronic gadgets available in the room so as to do the oral hearing, oral makeup looks, or the ironing as well. For an example, the steam iron has come up nowadays as a handy tool available. So these all technology matters while providing the room service. So we have to consider that, are we utilizing all these tools or not? Second is, are we attracting our customer through the digital marketing platforms? Are we adapting the digital marketing tools? Are we adapting or speaking with our agents so as to have our digital pamphlets? And are we considering the customer preference to our digital marketing platforms? And how we are managing our online reputation overall? Because nowadays, everything would be available on the AI. The ChatGPT would be a solution for everything. People do prefer to ask the comparative statement and a comparative hotel privilege given on the basis of the technology. So are we the talk of the town? That can be analyzed with the help of the proper feedback online received from the customers. Then comes is the economic condition. Thus, the condition of the economy in that country matters a lot. The recession and inflation affect the traveler spending. The recession-oriented countries are generally not being preferred, and the inflation-oriented countries are also not being preferred by the travelers. Thus, we have to manage and analyze the economic indicators of that particular country and accordingly devise the cost so as to maintain the financial stability. Now, which all are the steps so as to improvise the profitability? Operational performances. We have to keep a regular eye and look for the guest feedback every now and then. We have to streamline the operations. We have to come up with the chapter log that within how much period the service or the questions or the queries of the guest are being solved. So lag calculation is being done minutely and observed carefully. So over here, we would be implementing CRM and invest into a efficient PMC would be helpful. Gross operator profits, that is a go up, that is investment into our energy saving base, negotiate better supplier rate, cross train staff, optimizing the scheduling and utilizing the yield management would be few of the solution. And how are we going to calculate the net operating income? We're going to analyze what are the expenses, what are the ways we have negotiated the contracts, how we're going to reduce the cost and explore the partnership so as to boost the revenue. The way I've given the example of spas as well as conducting various events, especially the meeting. So local business hubs and houses would be contacted upon and their meetings can be called upon in our premises. The property valuation, we have to keep a assessment of our hotel's market value every now and then by using the benchmarking tool. There would be a professional valuators as well available, so as to know the appraisal pattern on the basis of the comparable property analysis. We have to also see the location, amenities, and the market condition that would be available for that particular area. And at last, competitive analysis. What all our rivals are doing? What all our rivals' pricing strategies? What all are the amenities and what market share especially they do have? That I have to take into consideration. And how different my hotel in comparison to my competitors, I have to highlight upon. Thus, improvising service and investing to upgrade is the key so as to boost the net asset value of the assets. And at last, we would be concentrating on increasing the total net asset value. So as to increase the net asset value, we have to boost the profitability through the proper revenue management, cost optimization, which means wherever required, over there only we would be spending. Otherwise, there is no scope of extra spending and overspending as such. Expansion of the service and treating the customer as our guest, whatever would be the period, that should be good to concentrate and contribute so as to improvise the net asset value of the business. Capital improvement and enhance the property value so as to attract the high paying guests or the HNIs would be the principle over here. There are a few solid numerical available in this chapter. You can refer the book as well as you can navigate through this ratios. First one is the profit margin ratio. Profit margin ratio is generally used so as to measure the profitability. Moreover, it's going to give us the revenue generated in the hotel in general. So how it has been calculated? The formula for this is the hotel income or a specific department income. You can say a food and beverage department income. You can say a room renting department income divided by the net sales. So I've given over here the room division department. So you can see 77.13% of the revenue is generated from the rooms division department. Food and beverage department is going to give me 16.86. Telephone services is being given me 54.1% as the revenue. And hotel door service is been giving me 3.79%. So you can analyze that rooms is giving us a maximum revenue. The labor cost percentage. So room wise, you will see the labor cost is 15.94. So room, though it is giving me a higher revenue, the cost as well is low. It's maintaining the lower cost. Food, it is comparisonly giving me lower revenue, but it is attracting more cost. The telephone and the Doro department is also attracting more cost. So these all are the indicators that over here I need to analyze this department carefully and I have to come up with the strategies so as to reduce the cost so as to provide these services. The food and beverage cost percentage. So food cost percentage, how much income I am generating from supplying the food, how much income I am generating by supplying the beverages, and in total food and beverages, how much revenue it is going to give me, that I can identify with the help of food and beverage. So we are every pointers or every item we are studying in magnitude, in a microscopic way. That is very important. Prime cost percentage. So which all are the prime cost centers that we have to analyze? So room division department, food and beverage department, telephone department, hotel door department are few of the prime cost percentage over here. And their overall comparison I've tried to analyze. Now what you mean by prime cost? It is the total cost of sales as well as how much payroll we have to come up with. And other related expenses that is been included so as to provide that services. So you will see that maximum expenses are there with the food and beverage department and the telephone department so as to navigate the services. In the telephone department, especially, we need to have that kind of telephone devices so as to provide the intercom service that has been included over here. And if there would be an international calls, tariff would be given, and therefore this is out of our hand so as to save on this cost. Average food check every now and then average beverage check, average food check would be taken into consideration. Return on equity is one of the important ratio. It measures the profit after tax of that hospitality company or hospitality industry. So the ratio over here, net income divided by average equity. So net income, what has been considered the equity at the beginning, average equity has been equity at the beginning of the period as well as equity at the end of the period divided by 2. So this is the way we can calculate the return on equity. The occupancy percentage, that how many rooms have been generally occupied in comparison to total number of rooms available. So out of service room can be easily highlighted, and the reasons why these rooms have been out of service are been immediately worked upon. Return on assets. So what are the assets we have generated? How much these assets are giving me or returns? That has been calculated in this particular ratio. So here you will see 1.85 is hardly any return, but yes, a positive return of more than 1.85 I'm generating. So this is strategically good, but again, compared with my rivals, I may get an exact result that whether I'm doing good, fantastic, or absolutely fantastic. So this is the way we do have the overall analysis of our accounting statement via comparing it with each other, maybe with the internal benchmark or maybe with the external benchmark. Thus, the more references, more numericals, you have to refer the book and you will get through it. Thank you all for being an active listener for this particular topic. See you in the next chapter. Bye. Good day.